All right, Patrick, let's talk about your summer. It's been a monster summer coming off, of course, of a track season. And you didn't waste any time getting to the swing of things with all the other sports for the summer, did you?
No, got right into football camps. You know, we started out, I went to UNL up for a kicking camp, had some really good competition and good coaching from, like, Brett Maher, Greg Zerloin, Alex Henry, so some pretty well-known names. And then right after that, we went straight into our Kearney football camp, team camp. That went well. We're looking pretty good. I think everyone's really excited. They're anxious to get the season going. And then after that, I went down to KU with Bill Snyder's son. So that was pretty cool. Got some really good coaching from him. And then went down to, from there, we went down to Washburn. Had a camp down there. And then came back, so I had about a week and a half's worth of camp that week. So that was a good experience, really fun. Nothing like it.
The one in Lincoln with Greg the Leg and Maher and Alex Henry, all three well-known kickers in Nebraska history, huh?
Yeah, it was really cool. Got a lot of really good instruction from them. It was a pretty big camp, so it was cool to go.
Of course, if folks know the history of McCook football, we've always had some great kickers for a long time, and you have stepped in since you've kind of got here and kind of taken the reins on, haven't you?
Yeah. When I got here, Josh Cherry really helped me out. Asked him to go out with me, and then, of course, my uncle. I'd like to thank them. So they've really helped me take some big strides with my kicking. And then my dad, you know, we go out every other day. He's always my biggest supporter, so.
And retriever of footballs, too, right?
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't have to chase him down all the time, right?
Yeah, you know, sometimes they go pretty far, so.
That's good. So what have you learned from all those camps you've went to? What's the, give us a few things you've really, you feel is going to help you this year even more.
They just taught me some, they've helped me out with my technique quite a bit, you know, just keep my head down, follow through. Keep my shoulders up, you know. I've really been working a lot on moving down from a 2-inch block to 1-inch and hopefully to the ground for some college hopes. So hopefully I can get somewhere for there. But I'm excited.
This is something you would like to, after high school, hey, go to college and be a kicker someplace.
Yes, I think that would be really cool, you know. Keeps me in with football loop and yeah, I love kicking. And, you know, I started out playing 8 years of soccer, club soccer, back in Topeka before I moved here. So that really helped out a lot. Mm-hmm. And then, so the kicker from Washburn, his name was Perry Schmeidler. And he's kind of what got me into kicking football. So that was really cool.
But, just place kicking? Are we talking of more punting duties this year?
I have not really worked on punting very much. I think Canyon's probably going to be doing that. Canyon and Mitchell, but
that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine with me. You know, I tried learning how to punt, but it just not in my deck of cards. So
your range this year added to some of these camps. Now, what's your range now? You feel like?
You know, I haven't really tested my, like, how far I can kick. I went out at Kearney. Just went out last Saturday. And I hit 49 pretty easily, mm-hmm. So it's looking pretty good. You know, my leg's getting stronger with going to weights and stuff, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
There you go. I'm sure as you've grown and got older, sophomore to junior, junior to senior now, and hit weights all the time, that leg is no question. You feel stronger.
I do
look
feel
stronger.
Stronger,
yeah.
Yeah, yep. Even from freshman year, you know. Freshman year, last year. Sophomore year, you know, getting way stronger. Everyone's getting stronger. Everyone's making big strides. So, something you want to see. We're winning in the weight room, that's for sure.
I know kicking duties aren't the only duties you're going to be doing this year. You're going to be doing a few more other things offensively and defensively too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'll be playing receiver and either outside backer and safety, probably a little bit of both of those. So, yep.
Are you counting the days until, because that first day of like conditioning before the actual August 7th day of practice is coming up right around the corner?
Yeah, it's July 31st. Man, we're all talking about it. We're ready to go. We're excited.
Good numbers in the weight room this summer?
Oh, yeah. Good numbers. Everyone's lifting hard, getting better, putting in a lot of effort. So That's what you like to see.
That Cozad season opener at their place. By the way, it's not a home opener, but it's a road opener. Couldn't come soon enough, huh?
No, we're that's so when we break down, we're one. What are we going to do? Beat Cozad, you know. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to Cozad. We want them week one, and we're ready to go.
I'm sure you have started getting more mail, you know, not just through the mailbox, but emails, stuff like that. You continue kicking well, hitting the long boots. You're going to start getting some colleges. I'm sure they're always starting to knock on the door a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, I've been getting some messages on Twitter, you know, some emails. We had a recruiting Skype video about that, so that was pretty cool. But yep, we're starting to get some college talking to me, so that's cool.
That is really cool, you bet. Of course, being a three sport athlete, you know, with football, with basketball, and of course I know you love track and field, so that you got to keep in the mix with all three of those sports, don't you?
Yes, you do. You know, I really like being able to do all those sports, you know, especially for, like, it's good to keep, it keeps me in shape and, you know, good camaraderie with your teammates. You get to meet more people. It's just really fun.
I know you guys lost a great senior class last year. Maybe a lot of folks saying, hey, maybe the Bison might slip down a little bit. You're kind of thinking, hey, that's not the case, huh?
I don't think so, you know. I think we're going to have a good class of senior leaders here, and we're ready. We're ready to lead the team to some victories. So hopefully we can make the playoffs and have a long run this year.
Well, can't wait till that. You got a couple of scrimmages coming up early in August. We're looking forward to, and when Coach Petrosky sends you out there and everything to try to kick that long field goal, I'm sure all this stuff you've done this summer is going to pay off.
Yes, I hope so. You know, putting a lot of work, lots and lots of work. You know, more this season than any other. So just getting ready. You know. Ready to go.
You bet. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And we'll be watching out the practice field here pretty soon. And then ball game's coming up for real, huh?
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me.